Well, it was a terrible evening on the country's roads last night. Three people, including a mother and daughter, were killed in separate collisions in Mayo and Westmeath. 96 people have now been killed so far this year, 11 more than the same period last year. We're joined by Gartha Superintendent Liam Geraghty. Superintendent, thanks for taking our call. The first crash in Mayo involving the woman and child. What can you tell us about what happened?
Yes, Audrey. So they're still at very early stages of both of these investigations, so I don't go into too much detail, but shortly before 6 p.m. yesterday evening, there was a collision between a truck and a car on the N26 between Foxford and Swinford. Unfortunately, as a result of that, a woman in her 40s and her daughter, an 8-year-old girl, were deceased at the scene. The driver of the truck was taken to hospital as well with minor injuries.
What can you tell us about the type of road it is, the weather conditions at the time, if anything?
Well, my understanding of the weather conditions were okay. The road itself, while it is the N26, it is a stretch of road which had a number of bends and governed by double white lines. So the investigation will obviously have to determine exactly how we had a head-on collision on that stretch of road with the tragic consequences that have occurred. And that's what the investigation will endeavour to determine.
And the second collision involving one car in County Westmeath, what happened there?
Again, shortly around 6:30 yesterday evening, we were alerted to a car which had left the road on the R395 near Castle Pollard, and the car was in the ditch. And we discovered at the scene then that the driver of the car, a male in his 40s, was deceased at the car. Again, it's a single vehicle or traffic collision, so we would be appealing for any witnesses on both stretches of road, but particularly there in Castle Pollard. Obviously, we have no other witnesses to the actual accident itself, so we are appealing for witnesses there who may have seen or heard anything or may have travelled along that stretch of road, particularly with camera footage to help us with our investigation on that incident.
As I said, 96 people dead on the roads in the Republic so far this year, around 11 more than the same period last year. Too many people are dying on the roads, aren't they?
That's correct, Audrey. The statistics are not great again this year. We are up on where we were last year. We had a particularly bad first quarter in 2024, where 59 people died on our roads compared to 42 on the previous year. The trend had moderated and improved, if that is the correct word, during quarter two. We had 34 fatalities in quarter two compared to 41 last year. So things had improved on our roads. Again, obviously, this is very early in July at the start of the summer months, and it's not a good start to our statistics. It's a tragedy for the families, and my thoughts and the thoughts of everyone in are going to go out to those bereaved families this morning. So our appeal again will be to people right across the road, no matter what mode the transport you're using, because we've seen fatalities with e-scooters, with motorbikes, with quad bikes, with cars, with trucks. No matter what way you're using the roads over the summer period, and as more people will be travelling now with summer holidays, it is the most dangerous thing that you will do every day using our roads. And we appeal to everybody, particularly drivers, to slow down and everybody to take care of themselves on the roads.
Back in April, Commissioner Drew Harris directed that all uniform Gardaí must carry out 30 minutes of high visibility roads policing during their shifts. How extensively is that happening?
It is happening, and it's still ongoing as an operation, and will continue on going into the future. There's no intention of that being dropped back. Initial statistics, certainly in the first month of the operation, showed a significant increase in the level of activity on the roads by members of Garda Síochána. The aim of the operation is not all about enforcement; it's about increasing the visibility on our roads in order to try and moderate driver behaviour. Because obviously, our aim is to prevent these accidents happening in the first place rather than having to investigate them afterwards. So that operation is ongoing. It is still very, very much something that members of Garda Síochána are dealing with, and members of Garda Síochána are out there on a daily basis. And unfortunately, we are some of the first responders to these incidents. So we absolutely want to make sure that the roads are safe for our people.
The Road Safety Authority say that enforcement is the missing link in everything else that is being done at the moment to try and bring these high number of fatalities down. Are they right?
Enforcement is an important part of it. International experience suggests it is the three E's. It's education, engineering and enforcement being the third leg of that stool. So enforcement is a vital part. The starting point of that, though, is every person who is on our roads has an obligation and, you know, a requirement to use the road safely for every other road user. No matter how many members of Garda Síochána we would have out there, we would not be able to be on every kilometre of road in the country or at every junction in order to monitor people's behaviour. People have a driving licence when they get behind the wheel of a car or a motorbike, and they have a responsibility to take care and to ensure that everybody on the road stays safe.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning, Garda Superintendent Liam Geraghty.